Purushasya
Purushasya
Namami
Namami
Sat
Sat
Dharma
Dharma
Vidam
Vidam
Varishtham
Varishtham
Tam Tva Gataham Sharanam Sharanyam
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 Svaprithya Sangsara Taro Kutaram
Svaprithya Sangsara Taro Kutaram
Svaprithya Sangsara Taro Kutaram
Svaprithya Sangsara Taro Kutaram
Jigyasayaham Prakriti Purushasya
Jigyasayaham Prakriti Purushasya
Jigyasayaham Prakriti Purushasya
Jigyasayaham Prakriti Purushasya
Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishtham
Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishtham
Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishtham
Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishtham
Devahuti continued, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet because you are the only person of whom to take shelter. You are the axe which can cut the tree of material existence. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you, who are the greatest of all transcendentalists, and I inquire from you as to the relationship between man and woman and between spirit and matter.
Tang Tva Gataham Saranam Saranam Sabhitta Sangsara Taro Kutaram Jigyasaya Aham Prakite Purushasya Namami Saddharma Vidam Varishtham. So, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the real shelter. Saranam, Saranam. We are seeking shelter, everyone. Because we are servant constitutionally. Originally, we are servant of God. So, that is our nature, to take shelter. Everyone is seeking a nice shelter. Somebody is seeking some occupation or service of some big man. Somebody is seeking servitorship of the government servant. But the ultimate shelter is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Yeah, Krishna's incarnation, Kapildev. Kapildev is also Krishna. Krishna's incarnation and Krishna, they are all the same. Shangsa, Vibhinnangsa. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta Rupam. Krishna has got Ananta, unlimited forms, unlimited incarnations. It is said in the Bhagavatam, the incarnations are expanding or going on exactly like the waves in the sea or in the river. You cannot count so many incarnations. And all of them are Krishna. Therefore, in the Brahma Sanghita it is said, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Just like Krishna as Archavigraha, deity, worshipping in the temple. Now in India there are many thousands of temples. Now outside India we are increasing. Not many thousands, but many hundreds. So Krishna is expanding. All these Krishnas, they are not different, they are one, Advaita. Krishna in the Vaikuntha and Krishna in this temple, they are not different. Advaita. Advaita, Achyuta, Anadi, Ananta. All the Ananta, they are not different. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. Krishna is staying in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishthati. Sarvasya chaham ridishannivishtya. Krishna says, I am residing in everyone's heart. He is witness. Upadrashta anumanta. Upadrashta. He is seeing all our activities. We cannot hide anything. Therefore, we get the resultant action of our karma because the witness is Krishna Himself within your heart. How we can avoid? Upadrashta. Anumanta. And without Krishna's permission, you cannot do anything. So why Krishna gives permission to do something wrong? Because we want to do it. We persist. Krishna does not say that you do anything else than to surrender to me. He says only these things. Sarvadharman parityajya mameka. But we want to do something else. But anything else you cannot do without Krishna's permission. Exactly like the child. The child persists to do something but still wants to take permission from the mother. Mother, I want this, I want to do this, I want to do this. Mother sometimes says, no, no, you don't do this. But when he persists, all right, you do it. It is like that. We are sarvasya chaham ridishannivishtya matta smritigyanam apohananja. Krishna says, matta smritigyanam apohananja. I wanted to do something and Krishna sanctions and we do, but we do it at our own risk. Krishna is not responsible. But without sanction of Krishna, you cannot do anything. That is a fact. So, here it is said, sabhitta samsarataro. Actually, we are constitutionally servant of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ayi nanda tanuja potitam king karang maam. Bhavambudau. Ayi nanda tanuja potitam king karanga mam. Bhavambudau. What is it? Bhishame bhavambudau. That is our position. Actually, we are servant of God, servant of Krishna. We are servant in every, even though he declared the independence, we are not independent. We are servant. That is a false declaration that we are independent. No, there cannot be independence. Therefore, this is self-realization. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, oi nanda tanuja patitam kinkaranga mam bhishame bhavam budhau kripaya tavapada pankaja sthita dhuli sadisam vichintaya. My dear Lord, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Patitam Kinkaram Mam, I am your eternal servant, Kinkaram. Kinkaram means servant. Now, somehow or other, I am fallen in this ocean of Nishan, Saṃsāra. Saṃsāra dāvā nalalīra lōka. Unless one has got the knowledge what is this position where we are staying, we cannot understand. That is called moha, we have discussed this, illusion. We are under illusion. So, Devahuti says, Savitta Samsara Taro Kutharam. In the Bhagavad Gita, the tree is described, Asatya tree. The Asatya, as you have got experience, the banyan tree, the root is very strong, very strong. So, it is also compared, this material world is compared with the Asatya tree, banyan tree, very strong root. So, but any tree can be cut with an axe, kutharam. So that kutharam, if you take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, that is the real kutharam or axe to cut this strong root of material existence. Sabhitta samsara taru kutharam tam tva gataham saranam saranam gato mukundam saranam saranam. There is another similar verse that because we have given up the servitorship of Krishna, we are servant of so many other things. We are obliged to serve Rini. Rini means debtor. Devursi bhutapta ninang pithrinang. We are debtor to so many persons. We are debtor to the demigods. Just like the sun is demigod. He is giving you heat and light. You are not paying any bill. But you are taking the advantage of the sunlight and sun heat. Now if you take the advantage of electric light and heat, you have to pay bill. But here, we don't pay bill. That means you are becoming debtor. If you don't pay bill anywhere, then we become debtor. So, we are debtor to so many demigods. The sun is supplying heat and light. The king of heaven, Indra, he is supplying water. These rascals, they say it is coming by nature. It may come from nature, but nature is controlled. Just like we are getting water. If somebody says, what is that? It is coming from the water tank. So, what is the question of paying taxes or rent? No. The water tank is being filled up by the municipality. If you don't pay tax, it will be cut off. Similarly, don't think that the water is coming as your father's property. No. You are becoming debtor. You are becoming debtor. Therefore, if you don't pay debts, if you don't perform sacrifices, then there will be scarcity of water. And one day it will come, there will be no water. That you expect. Because you are not paying any tax. You are thinking, water is coming, my father's property. No. Your father's property, that's all right. But you are not father's son at the present moment. You are Maya's son. You don't care for your father. Therefore, father says, Maya dhakshena priti suyate sacharacharam. Krishna says, the Supreme Father, aham bijapada pita, he is the Supreme Father. You don't care for father. Therefore, the nature is working under the direction of the Supreme Father. That's a fact. So if you do not care for your father, then the result will be nature will reduce supply. reduce supply. Nature will not allow to the demons to flourish. No, that is not allowed. Tanahang disatakuran shipami ajasra andajunish. The demons are always liable to be punished. Some big demons like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, the Lord personally comes to punish them. Otherwise, the ordinary demons, they are punished by the laws of nature. Krishna does not require to come to punish these petty demons. But when there is big demons, like Ravana, like Hiranyakashipu, like Kamsa, then Krishna or Lord Ramchandra, they come to punish them. Therefore, we have to follow the rules and regulations. That is called sadharma. Dharma means the laws given by the God. Dharmanta sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Bhagavat pranitam. It is given by Bhagavan, the laws. That laws means they are written in books. Because just like Manu Sanghita, there are many other books, Vedic literature. What is dharma? But real dharma is just like law means to obey the government. That is law. Similarly, dharma means to obey Krishna or God. Krishna means God. Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. So dharma means if one does not care for Krishna or God, then that is not religion. Dharmanta sakshat bhagavat. You cannot make your law at home. Law means the law given by the government. Similarly, dharma means the orders given by God. That is dharma. You cannot manufacture that we have manufactured this dharma. That is not dharma. That is in the Bhagavata, it's called cheating. Dharma prajjita kohitava atra. The so-called dharmas, which are cheating the public in the name of dharma, such kind of dharma is kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajjita. Prajjita means prakishta rupena ujjita. Just like you sweep over the floor and the dust you throw away. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the real dharma is there. Real dharma. Dharma artha kam moksha. This is ordinary dharma. Real dharma is, as Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mami kang saranam. That is real. And all other dharmas, so-called dharmas, they are simply cheating. Because that will not benefit anybody, the followers or the dictators. So real dharma is, and Srimad Bhagavata begins from there. If you accept the principles of Bhagavad Gita, that is the preliminary study, ABCD of dharma, and if you accept this principle, that to surrender to Krishna, saranam saranam, but this sense comes after many births, not very easily. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan maam prabhadvasa. After many births, struggling, when one comes to real perfection of knowledge, he surrenders to Krishna. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurya. Because at that time he understands perfectly that Vasudev Krishna is everything. This is Bhagavad Gita lesson. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu khangmano buddhiri vacha. Prakriti bhinname astatha aparayam itastu vidhimi prakritiṃ para jīva bhūta maha. Everything is Krishna's energy. Everything is Krishna's energy. Sarvedam akhilam jagat parasya brahmana shakti. Parasya brahmana shakti. Whatever we are seeing, that is exhibition or manifestation of two energies. Just like the sun has got two energies, heat and light. Everyone knows. Similarly, Krishna has got many energies. So, out of many energies, three energies have been taken into account. One is the external energy, another the internal energy, and the other is the marginal energy. The external energy is this material world, bhumi rapanalo vayu, kangamano buddhi, revacha. This is material world. And internal energy is the spiritual world, and marginal energy, we, the living entities. Marginal means we may remain in this material world, or we may remain in the spiritual world, living entities. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, there are two kinds of living entities mentioned, khara and akhara. Khara, these living entities who are living in this material, khara, they have fallen down in this and attracted in this tree of samsara, banyan tree. That is described in the 15th chapter. So, asanga kuthārena, we have to disassociate with this tree, asanga kuthārena, by detachment. To cut this tree, it is very difficult, but we have to become detached. Detached means there is a Bengali proverb. Dhori mach nachui pani means that I will catch the fish but will not touch the water. That intelligence required. You see in the beach, here we do not see many, but in America we see on the beach, old men, they have got no business. They simply waste their time catching fish. But they are not very interested in this way, nachui pani. They also touch water. So, we have to live in this material world in such a way that we shall do everything for Krishna, but we will have no attachment for this material world. We may have big buildings, big temples, but we should not be attached to this. But for Krishna's sake, we must have. Because it is Krishna's property. That is our mission. Ishava samidam sarva. We have to teach people that everything belongs to Krishna. Why you are occupying it? Unnecessarily. Sthino eva sauchyate, you are thief. Why you are claiming Krishna's poverty? This is my land, America. This is my land, India. This is my land, Pakistan. It is not your land. It is Krishna's land. You are imagining this is my land. You come here for, say, 20 years, 25 years, 50 years, and fight between yourself, this is my Pakistan, this is my Bharatvarsha, and fight, and when you die, you do not claim either Pakistani or Indian or American or European. You fall flat, that's all. And then taking away this body and thrown, that's all. This is called Maya, Moho, illusion. Ahangamameti, we have discussed this verse. This is illusion. Nothing belongs to us. But unnecessarily we are claiming, this is my land, this is my country, this is my home, this is my family, this is my momo. This is illusion. And in this way we are attached to this tree, saṃsāra taro, from one branch to another. Now I am Indian, I may be American next life, or I may be something else, I may be a cat, I may be a dog, or I may be a demigod. That will depend on my work. But after death, you are completely under the grip of this material nature. Your dictation will not be that make me like this, make me again Indian, or make me the nationalist of this country or that country. No. After death, everything is finished. You are no more nationalist or this proprietor or head or this nothing. But this is going on. So long we are in a position, falsely we are thinking, and we are attached and we are suffering. This is the disease. Therefore, he prays that sabhritta saṃsāra taro kuṭhāraṁ. If we transfer our attachment to Krishna, then we can understand. The Vāsudeva sarvamiti. It is not my land, not your land. It is all Vāsudeva's property. And that knowledge comes. When comes? Bhūnāṁ janmanāṁ. But we are giving that knowledge immediately. The knowledge which you are expecting after many thousands of births, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving you immediately. If you are intelligent man, you should take it. Take advantage of it. We are preaching that everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be utilized for Krishna's purpose, Krishna's benefit, he is the beneficiary, then everything is all right. If one comes to this knowledge, Vāsudeva sarvamiti, Īśāvāsamitam sarva, sa mahātmā sudullabha, then immediately become the greatest mahātmā. Mahātmā does not mean simply having a big beard and some dress, saffron dress. No, this knowledge that nothing belongs to bhoktāraṁ jagyatavasāṁ sarvalūkumaheśvaraṁ śrīdāṁ sarvabhūtānāṁ gyāttāṁ māṁ śānti nicchati. This is the formula. I am the bhokta. The all best food stuff should be offered to Krishna. That is archanvidhi. First class food stuff, all sandesh, rasagulla, kachori, and best food stuff. Krishna is satisfied, of course. If we haven't got very nice food stuff, Krishna can be offered also whatever you have got. Whatever means not anything beyond the jurisdiction. Patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. You can give him little fruit, little flower, little leaf, little water, that you can collect without any price, anywhere it is available. Anyone's garden you can go, and if you say, my dear sir, I'll take a little flower and leaf for Krishna, nobody will ask you, no, don't take it. Still, at least in India, and also USA also. So that you can collect if you haven't got to offer, but offer something to Krishna. That is required. Bhakti, that is bhakti. That offering is not required, but Krishna is not hungry. That is asking from you little fruit, little flower, little. He is feeding. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. He is supplying all the necessities of everyone. So why is begging from you? Because he wants that you love him. That is Krishna's want. You are suffering in this material world. You are entangled in this tree from one branch to another, rotating and suffering. So Krishna wants that you do not suffer. You give up this business of jumping like monkey from this branch to that branch, but come to Him and surrender to Him. Saranam, saranam. When this knowledge comes, then it's perfect knowledge. Gato mukundam saranam saranam purihirtu kartum divarsi bhutatu ninang apitrina nayang rini na kinkara rajan sarvatmanajo saranam saranam gato mukundam purihirtu kartum. This is required. Krishna also says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Gacchami. But if you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then you are no more debtor to anyone. You are no more debtor. Nayam rini na kinkara. So this is the solution. Otherwise, you are debtor to so many persons. Devata, Rishi, Devarsi, Bhuta, all living entities, apto, friends, relatives, and general people, Pitrina, the family in which you are born. Now, nation also, that is Nina, apto, national. So you are debtor to so many persons. But if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna says, you may think that if I surrender to Krishna and give up all our duties, then I may remain debtor and I will have to suffer. No, Krishna gives you assurance, aham tva sarvapapi bha moksha yasyami ma sucha. I will give you relief. That is want. Therefore, Devahuti takes shelter of Kapil there, and he says that you are the kutharam, you are the axe to make me detached, just like the tree, when it is cut into two pieces, they become detached. Similarly, if our attachment is cut into pieces, two pieces, then the other portion becomes free from this material attachment. Therefore, this to develop this detachment. Bhakti, bhakti yoga, or the path of bhakti means detachment. Bhakti. That is vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya, the learning in the science of detachment. That is bhakti yoga. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. This verse was composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya when he understood Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He composed 100 verses, a very learned logician of India, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So some of the verses are available, because when the verses were offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tore it, and because he was a sannyasi, that was his another vairagya. Anyway, so this verse is that you are, sir, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the same Krishna. You formally came to teach people this vairagya. Sarva dharman parityajya. This parityajya means vairagya. Don't care for all this material world. Surrender unto me. This is vairagya. Jnanavan vairagya. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayajita. Bhakti yoga prayajita. If you apply bhakti yoga to Vasudeva, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, on this platform, then Janayati Asu Bhairagyam. Asu, very soon. This is the sign of Bhakti Yoga. Janayati Asu. If a person is advancing in Bhakti Yoga, the result will be that he is detached from material attraction. That is the sign. Just like this European American boy, they are born to enjoy material happiness. Then in their country, the affluence of material happiness, money and all that, they are thrown in the street, you pick up as much as you like. But they are now vairagya, because they are devotees of Vasudev. They have no more attachment. This is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means vairagya, detachment from material enjoyment. That is the sign. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti anatra syat. Not that I am a big devotee, but I have got very great attachment for material enjoyment. That is not bhakti. This is the sign. If you have got bhakti, then you will have no attachment for material enjoyment. That is the test. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti. Parang drishtya nivartati in the Bhagavad Gita. Parang drishtya. Parang means better, superior things. Drishtva, by seeing, these lower, inferior things is rejected. That is, two things cannot go on. So, because we cannot do it ourselves by our own endeavor, therefore we have to take shelter of Krishna. He will help. Ahamta sarva papibha mokkhasya. He will help. Our only business is to take shelter. Therefore, Devahuti said, gataham saranam saranam. You are the only shelter. Therefore, I am taking shelter. And you can cut my attachment for this material life. And why you shall do it? Because I am your eternal servant. Vritta, somehow or other. Anadi karma phale pori bhavan navo jale. Tori bare na dekhi upaya, Bhakti Thakur. Somehow or other I am fallen. The same prayer as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Oi nandatanaja patitam kinkaranga mam visame bhavamudau. Kripaya tavapada pankaja sthita dhuli sadisang vichinta. Dhuli sadisang, dhuli means dust. And bhavamudi is water. So, if you are thrown into the water, you may be a very big swimmer, but it is a struggle. There is no peace. Therefore, in this material world, however expert you may be to deal with this material world, it is simply struggle. You cannot live here peacefully. That is not possible. Even if you become non-violent, if you don't harm anybody, in our country the ideal man was Mahatma Gandhi, still he was killed. Just see. This is material world. This is material world. He was doing harm to nobody, but he was killed. Bhavambudhi, in this material world, or ocean, you may be very expert in swimming, but that does not mean you will be peaceful. That is not possible. But if you are taken away from the water, even 1 inch, you will find peace. Therefore, the prayer is tapopada pankaja sthita dhuli sadis. From the water, if you are taken 1 inch up, then you feel relief. Similarly, somewhere or other, if you become one of the particles of the dust of lotus feet of Krishna, then you are liberated. That is stated here. Savitta saṃsāra taro kuṭhāraṁ jigyāsaya aham prakriti purushasya namami sadharma vidang varishtam. Sadharma, not asadharma. Asato ma, sadgama. The sadharma required. The, in this material world, the so-called dharmas, this Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Buddhist dharma, and so many, they are not sadharma, they are asadharma. Because I am born in the family of a Christian, I am Christian. Because I am born in the family of a Hindu, I am Hindu. And next time I may be born in the family of a dog, there is no dharma. So these are not sadharma. These are all asadharma. For the time being, asad means that we will not stay. You are Hindu, how long you are Hindu? Say 50 years. You are Indian, how long you are Indian? Say 50, 60, 100 years. But again you have to become something else. That we do not know. We are working very hard. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Indian, I am American. This upadhi. But the upadhi may be changed next moment, at any moment. So what is your real dharma? This is temporary dharma for the body. What is your real dharma? Real dharma is sarva-dharma, paritajya, mami, kamsa. That is sadharma. That is sadharma that will continue eternally. So sadharma, here it is said, namami sadharma vidanga bhurishtam. There are many propounders of sadharma, but actually you are the best of the propounders of the sadharma because you know the reality. And that is the actual reality. Sarvadharman paritajya mame kamsam. That is sadharma. So the Goswami is what? Sadharma samsthapanarthaya. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno. Sadharma samsthapanarthaya. So this Goswami is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct disciples. They try to establish sadharma and we are trying to follow their footprints, footsteps, to establish real dharma all over the world. This is Krishna Consciousness Movement. Thank you very much.